B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please, tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning. It is 14 degrees. What's so funny?
Brian just, it's not really funny. He just dropped his entire coffee pretty much on the floor and on him.
My headphones are wrapped around my coffee.
Serious. Was it hot? Are you okay? All right.
Well, you know what? The good news is it's office coffee. Right, Brian? It's
no, not... I think it was his Cumbie's coffee.
Oh, no.
It's his favorite.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's no way to start a Thursday. I'm sorry.
That's the worst.
It's the worst.
About that, Brian. You should give him yours.
Oh, he wouldn't like mine. No. There's no sugar in it.
Oh, yeah, sugar in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Brian, you cream.
So it's going to be like that today, not Thursday.
Cream,
right?
Sugar.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. So I was
right down my sleeve.
That's terrible. You're not going to recover because you're going to smell like coffee today.
You're going to be reminded
all day
that you
at least it's
your
a
coffee.
Dry, clean only sweater.
That's,
oh,
man. Yeah. And that's not cheap.
No, that's not cheap.
Dry, clean of sweaters. $7.
Yes, it
I
is.
I would like to think.
If it's
well, at least my coffee was only 99
there
cents.
There you go. Thank you, Cumbies.
Okay.
Anyway, sunny and windy today. High of only 25. It is brutally cold when you step out.
Yeah, if you spill a whole cup of coffee on you, you'd be warm.
You know what? Maybe that's
for at least a minute.
That's the upside, Brian. You're going to smell like Cumbies, but that's fine. Yeah, really windy and cold. 17 tonight, tomorrow. 32 degrees. 6 days to Christmas. We've been having fun trying to recall the 12 days of Christmas.
Yes.
I think we should not do this.
No.
Because we do not know the 6 days. We pretty much know 5 and 1.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Once you hit the, like, 5, you know the rest.
You know the rest. Like, yeah, but it's number 6.
Six geese are laying.
So. I know. Yeah, because there were swans and geese.
Yes.
Okay, see, look at us.
Yep, we're good now.
We're getting better with that. All right, later in the show, we're going to have fun in the 7:10 time. If you consider yourself a Christmas movie buff, okay, we've put together, or Brian has, a montage of 5 Christmas, well, not just the themes, but music from the movies, right?
Yes. So you have to know these movies well because it's like background music.
Yes.
Or like, so you just have to know.
We're going to find out who the true Christmas movie buff is.
It's challenging.
Yeah. It's going to be challenging. So 7 o'clock, and we've got an awesome prize for it for today. I believe it's $100.
Elizabeth Grady.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
So be listening for your chance. If you know a movie buff or you think you're one, be with us at 7:10. Your chance to win a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift certificate, which you can use for yourself, or a fabulous re-gift. Okay, it is 5:39, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
We're cool. All right, LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
The old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
I've got an update.
Oh, okay. You were eating one the other day?
I know. I'm trying to eat an apple a day.
All right, we'll see what's that about coming up.
Brian got the best and worst of gadgetry. I love gadgets, so.
Okay. The best and worst of gadgets.
Gadgets.
Gadget bust outs.
That's right.
All right. All right. Get Dodge Power Dollars with a new Dodge vehicle purchase. The math is simple. For every horsepower of your new vehicle, you'll get $10 off. Peeling out in a Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye, you just got $7,970 off. And I'll tell you what age you start appreciating those practical gifts. Okay?
Okay.
All right. LBF.
Okay. The apple a day keeps the doctor away saying... It's totally wrong.
No.
It's wrong.
Really?
It's actually not totally wrong.
It's
you should
right.
really eat 2 apples a day.
Ah.
And so Dave Falcone eats an apple a day, swears by it.
Is that right?
And that's why I'm trying to eat an apple a day because it's filling.
Is it relatively healthy?
It's healthy.
Doctors are happy.
Yeah,
with
doctors
it?
And you know that saying has been following us around for centuries.
Cheaper than a Cope, eh?
But exactly. so if you eat 2 apples a day, what can happen is they did this big study. The people ate 2 apples a day for 2 months, and by the end, the average person had lowered their blood pressure, cut their heart attack risk, and reduced their cholesterol about 4%.
That's great.
Just by eating.
That's the only
because
difference
it has,
they made.
Two large apples have about 25% of your fiber you eat. Need each day.
Okay. And well, maybe one for breakfast like you're having and a little snack.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You don't just eat two.
Also, it's a natural toothbrush, so it kind of cleans your teeth. And yeah. Also, if you think you can get away with eating applesauce or apple juice, you cannot. You need the apples because of the nutrients.
How about apple cider? Does that work? Hard apple cider?
Yeah.
That does.
All right.
Try it. We'll see what happens.
I have been. Thank you, Down East.
How's the blood pressure? Yeah,
it's getting there.
All right, good.
All right. Well, you know, the end of decade lists. Earlier this week, Time Magazine had the best gadgets of the decade.
Yeah.
You know, things like the iPad, Tesla, Nintendo Switch. Cool. All right. Yeah. Those are all cool things.
Right.
But Gizmodo did the most disappointing gadgets of the 2010s.
Okay.
So here's the top three. Number three is Google Glasses. Remember the Google Glasses?
You can wear them and it had stuff. That was terrible. Like, what a big disappointment.
What were they those, for? I forgot.
That you could watch TV and
you could have a display in there. Nobody wants
it. Hence you know. The worst. Yeah.
So that's gone. A Nintendo Wii U. That was in 2012.
Wii
that
kind of.
Yeah, it was. They tried to move the Wii platform, and it just never really caught on. I still have a Wii, and it's fun.
Wii's are dead, right?
Wii U just didn't catch on.
Wii's are dead.
It's all the Switch. Switch now.
Oh, yeah.
Switch is great.
All right.
And then the number one, and yeah, I could have predicted this because they were junk, 3D and curved televisions.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the curved TV?
Right.
There was only one spot in front of it you could sit. Anywhere else, it looks weird.
Seat. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Like, who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah. Mm.
So, did you know anybody ever bought it, the curved TV?
No.
Nope.
I only saw them at BJ's in the displays, sitting up there.
That's
nobody
the
ever
number
bought
one.
That was number one most disappointing gadget.
That's probably right. All right, and lastly, the days of writing a Christmas wish is, you know, probably past us now. But according to a new survey, by the age of 24, the average person starts appreciating practical gifts at 24.
Really? That's
that?
Young.
Yeah, it is pretty young. 81% of us say we'd rather get a present we'll actually use throughout the year, as opposed to something that was just whatever, toy-like or extravagance. No?
Wait a minute. Huh? Tap the brakes.
Yeah.
I like extravagant. I'm not going to turn it down.
Sorry, Dave.
I
was trying to help you out, buddy.
Awesome.
Yeah, trying to help you with that stocking.
Yeah.
How about that? Now, question. Do you guys, are your stockings that Santa fills practical stuff?
Here's the deal with stocking stuffers. I believe that anything a person needs from December 1st on, including but not limited to socks, underwear, toothpaste, toothbrush, Q-tips, things like that,
they go in the sock.
Is wrapped and goes in the stocking.
That's nice. Yep. And everybody likes it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, that's good.
I feel bad for the elves because they get the elves.
Yeah, well, you know.
They get the toys, you know. But who does all the practical gifts up there in the North Pole?
The interns.
That's what I
thought. The interns. Yeah. They're like, I got Q-tips this year.
Oh, great.
What did you get?
I hate those jerks in the toy. Look at them all smug making toys.
Jeremy wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah, I know. I love the crest.
All right. You know, at 6:24, by the way, occasionally we'll do these little things where I ask you guys if it's wrong, correct me.
You're a horrible person.
If I'm horrible.
I mean, we're here for you.
All right, so here's the deal. I took my daughter shopping yesterday. Now, she's 21, so it wasn't, you know, she went to get some for mom.
So you didn't go to, like, you know, a toy store.
No, we didn't. Okay, wish we did. Anyway, so we bought a few things, and we thought, well, how convenient. They do gift wrap here. So I stopped by and said, hey, guys, what's the deal? Well, we're wrapping for charity. I said, oh, great, yeah. Now, well, I've got, like, five gifts here that could be wrapped. I said, now how does it work as far as, we do recommend a certain, you know, amount per present. So, okay, what do you got? Well, $5 for small, okay, 10 for medium and 15 for large. And I can't say what I bought, but I would have needed a large at some point.
Yep.
And I said, oh, great, yeah. I got a couple here, you know, some smaller ones that you could help
so
me
you
with.
So you had the plan of doing it all, and then you're like, what the heck?
Yes,
that's
I did.
Wicked expensive.
Am I bad? It would have, if I did it their way with the presents I had, with one large, two mediums. It would have been like $40 for now. Is Bob, that wrong?
Charity.
It's for charity.
It is for charity, and I do my part for charity.
Does it begin at home?
It ends. No.
No, but I understand. Okay, so I understand the sticker shock.
Would you have whipped out $40?
Listen, I understand the sticker shock initially because you're like, whoa. But then when your brain catches up to that shock and it says, oh, but it's for charity, like you'd throw like $25, $50 at a worthy charity. What was the charity? Do you remember?
I don't. It was helping some youth, whatever.
Oh, yeah, helping the youth of.
They didn't look hungry. All right.
Were they? Now, was it just like stuff it in the jar, or were they taking it? And you know, how was the transaction?
It was here. Hand me the money, then you get the wrap.
I mean, really, it was a recommendation.
Okay.
So I mean, if you said, "Well, I got five, so how about if I give you 30?"
I could have bartered.
You're gonna barter at the charity wrapping?
You're still giving them $30.
Yeah. Like,
hey, why don't you do all five of them? I'll give you 30.
That would have been.
I mean, it was a recommendation.
Okay.
It's not a
set
price.
I think you
just
go with the recommendation because those people are gonna judge you. Also, think about this. Mm. You're saving money on wrapping. You're saving money on wrapping paper. You're saving time, and most importantly, you're saving frustration.
Yeah.
Because wrapping presents is the worst.
Well, that's why I love wrapping presents. So, I guess I am wrong, but Brian, thank you. I didn't think of the barter method.
Yeah.
That could have been like,
what, you still? This guy's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
It was a recommendation. It wasn't a set price. Yeah. It was, you know, and that's like, oh, that's a great recommendation. How about this?
Yeah.
You know? They're always going to go high.
Yeah, they went high. They went way high. Maybe they wanted something in the middle. I didn't think of that.
Two of you.
Yeah.
Going to hell.
Not at all.
But we're going to look good.
Not at all.
So I'll see you in purgatory. You're taking the elevator
you're going
down.
Too. Don't even think.
I think that's still a pretty fair deal.
There's enough evidence here. We can impeach.
Okay, all right, great.
We got enough to go on. All right, what's coming up with your dirty laundry?
Oh, you know what? The antithesis of you is Brett Michaels.
Yeah, fine.
He's doing something wonderful for charity.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
Why do I bring this up? I could have just left it.
But he's not wrapping gifts at the mall.
All right.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Time to do the laundry. It is 6:45. Here's LBF.
Okay, we've got why you shouldn't go on the internet before you're 21. Brett Michaels is actually a good guy. Mm-hmm. Aerosmith. Steven Tyler has some grudges he's held, and you're going to be upset that you never went on YouTube and decided to become a YouTube star.
Okay,
first up, Brett Michaels is sending toys, food, and supplies to the Bahamas because, I don't know, he's being nice. He's playing Santa Claus. He's teaming up with the Paradise Fund to deliver $20,000 worth of toys and food and supplies to hundreds of families on Abaco Island, and he's personally flying his own plane there. They got hit hard by Hurricane Dorian over the summer, especially Abaco Island. And I can't believe that Brett Michaels has his own plane. Can we just stop there for a second? Wow.
Where's that money coming from?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess he's still touring, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh
yeah,
boy.
That's the island Top Brady was.
That's
they really got hammered in that. So
yeah. It's like super elite people go there to vacation, so they're all taking care of it now.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is nice. I wish they'd take care of other non-super elite places, but that's all right.
Let's
start there. Yep. Steven Tyler said it took many years to get over the fact that his band sent him to rehab. He said, there was a moment in 88 where management and the band pulled an intervention on me. They thought, gee, get the lead singer sober and all our problems will be over. So I got sober, and it took me many years to get over the anger of them sending me to rehab while they went on vacation. But today, he said, because of that moment, I'm grateful and owe a thanks to them for my sobriety. So he was mad for a while, but it ended up being okay.
Yeah. Well, we'd do the same thing here if we had to.
I'm
not
you.
Saying that's going to
be a
problem.
Thanks so much.
But, you know, just rest assured. Okay?
Okay. Thanks so much.
Not for you, but I mean anyone
in the room.
Anybody.
Yeah, that is very supportive
How about
of
that?
You.
Yes.
the highest paid YouTube star is an 8-year-old kid.
It's crazy.
This kid, Ryan Kaji, he's very cute. I actually saw him. He's 8 years old. He's the highest earning star on YouTube this year. His Ryan's World, which basically it's about, he started when he was like four, opening presents.
Yep.
And then he started to do like his own science experiments. It's very bright and cheery. Yeah, he made more than $26 million last year.
Wow.
$26 million.
He's eight.
That really makes me rethink my 6-year-old who wants a YouTube channel.
So here's the thing.
Is she got any game?
Dude Perfect, yeah. They made $20
million. I love those guys.
What do they do?
Trick shots, sports, and wacky stunts.
Okay, yeah, you've shown
They're
me that.
Awesome. They're coming to Boston,
there's a 5-year-old.
Too. You can win tickets at WROR.com. How about that?
Look at that.
There's a 5-year-old named Anastasia Redzinskaya who earned $18 million. She's 5 years old.
This is insane.
My God.
All right, and then I'm just going to say, you might not want to have your kids go on YouTube. Do you have a question?
Well, no, I just want to. Yeah, I do have a question.
Yeah.
But I'll wait till you're done.
I have a trivia question. Oh, you do?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah, because we have prizes. Oh, we have
that like little eager boy thing.
Well,
going
I thought
on.
You were going to do something like caller 10, but no.
No. I just one more. Like now you're thinking, Brian, oh, I should have Lila go on YouTube.
Yep, absolutely.
Don't, because kids do bad things on the internet. Camila Cabello.
Good job.
You taught me that.
Yep.
Is apologizing for old racist Tumblr posts. I mean, she's 22
right
now.
Yep.
That's what
happens.
Everybody, no, they were unearthed. Yep. And she said they were kind of like using terrible language.
Wow.
She was like 15, 16 years old, racist posts about Asians and Mexicans and a joke about Chris Brown assaulting Rihanna. Jeez. She apologized profusely on some social media platform. The truth is I was embarrassingly ignorant and unaware. Like most teenagers, you make mistakes. If you know,
we didn't have the outlet for
it. I'm so glad they didn't have iPhones in college.
Could you imagine?
No.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yes.
All right, so here's how it works. We're going to play these for you. There are five themes from a... You know, from your favorite movies, Christmas movies of all time. Let's see if you can recognize the first person who gets all five right gets an Elizabeth Grady t-shirt.
Gift card.
Gift card, thank you. And for five, right?
Yep, for five. And if they get them in order, we'll throw in a t-shirt.
All right.
Oh,
so,
wow.
All right, so here is the mashup.
Okay.
It's tough. I am not lying.
No.
It's tough. Our first player on the phone is Mark. Go for it, Mark.
I'm going to try. The first one is my personal favorite movie of all time, Christmas Story. The other ones are, I heard Elf. I heard, The Wonderful Life. Oh, God, now I'm blanking on the other one. Elf, Love Actually, Christmas Story. Oh, now I forget what it sounded like. Miracle
tough.
On 34th Street, one of them. That last one.
Nope.
No. But
well, okay.
You're close.
Yeah. You did okay, Mark, but you didn't get all five. Nice try, though.
Right, yeah,
really good try.
All right, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Right, maybe that helps. Thanks, Mark. All right, 888-410-1057. Name all five.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, we're playing the Chris Mystery music theme song from traditional huge Christmas movies of all time.
Okay.
So we've put a mashup together, and we need you to guess all five for a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card.
Yeah.
Five in a row gets you our awesome WROR t-shirt. So far, Mark has come the closest.
Okay.
He had four. Of the five. So you got to try to beat Mark. All right, here's the five mashups again.
Yeah, everybody be quiet.
Say
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Play it again?
I think you should, like, all right, so now you've heard it. All now right. We're going to give play it again.
Really focus.
Really right. Focus.
Here we go. There you have it. Right.
I didn't think Jurassic Park was a Christmas movie,
no,
but I'm pretty
sure
I heard that.
Jurassic Park.
No, that wasn't it? Oh, okay.
All right. So player Mark is the one to beat right now. He had four. He's probably trying to noodle and calling us back with the fifth one. All right, if you know all five, give us a call, 888-410-1057. Wouldn't that be a nice gift, though?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Grady, $100. And all five in a row gets you the WROR T-shirt. I don't even have one.
Okay. No.
All right, 888-410.
Christmas is coming.
Good to know.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Man, this is like Eye of the Tiger to get this right, guys.
Yeah.
It's tougher than I thought it was going to be. Brian did a great job with a mashup of the five mystery songs. Maybe too good.
He's tough.
He's tough. Wow, your dad was a teacher, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
tough teacher.
We took quizzes on vacation.
Oh, all right. Boy.
Okay. All right, let's see. We'll play the music mashup one more time here.
Okay.
And you listen to it again. See what you think. Here we go. All right, and guess what we're going to be hearing in our sleep tonight?
Oh, that's bad.
Wow. All right, let's go to the phone first. Hi. You think you know him?
I'm going to try.
All right, go for it.
Okay, Christmas Story, Miracle on 34th Street, Christmas Vacation, Sound of Music, It's a Wonderful Life.
No, you got three, though.
Yeah.
You got
three. That's a really good try.
Nice try, though.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, let's say hi to Angie.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. All right, you think you know the Chris Mystery themes?
I thought I would try.
Go ahead.
Okay, the first one is Wonderful Life. The second one is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The third, Toy Story. And the fourth, Elf. And the fifth, Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, wow. You said that twice. Wow. But no, you got
amazing.
You got amazing
how many you got wrong.
Hey!
I mean, good guy.
Merry Christmas. Bye. It was amazing how many.
Yeah.
You know, she was playing.
So far off.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, this is tougher than we thought.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Our Chris Mystery Mashup Contest. This is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be because Brian did it yesterday.
And he's evil.
He's evil. There's that.
I love Christmas.
Hey, look.
You're
challenging. He's challenging.
You have spread the joy, my friend. Yeah. All right, so far, Mark has got the high water mark. I know Ruth is online. She thinks she has four. But here is the mashup one more time. Check this out. Boy, isn't that good? Puts you in the mood.
It really does.
Okay.
Christmas mood.
Yep. All right. Here's Kate. You think you can do all five? Here we go.
I believe so.
Let's hear what you got.
It is The Christmas Story, It's a Wonderful Life, Love Actually, Elf, and Christmas Vacation.
You awesome. Get the $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card, and because you got five in a row...
A t-shirt!
Yeah!
Awesome.
Congratulations. Man,
great
that
job.
Was tough.
I signed up for the 60-second thing, and I haven't gotten called yet.
Well, no, we're not calling you after that.
No.
Too smart. Nope. Nope. No, we kid. You can certainly play that, Kate. Just, you know... Not for 45 days or
something
so.
Like that, yeah.
It was a really good job.
Yeah, she did a great job. Very calm.
She got them all in a row. I know. $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card. Gift cards to the best for everybody on your gift list. Go to Elizabeth Grady. There we have. That was fun. All right, coming up. Dirty Laundry.
Okay, why this actress quit a very popular cable TV show because of sexual harassment and unnecessary nudity.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Unnecessary.
I know that doesn't seem quite right
anyway,
to you guys.
I would just do traffic about
it. All right. Yeah,
exactly.
Good idea, Bob.
Yep.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right. Let's say good morning to our standby flyer, Lori Crooker from Wilton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for calling. No pressure on you because, you know, you just called and give it a shot, right?
Yeah. What do I get to lose?
Right. Wasn't like you stayed up all night fretting LBF
studying.
Or 10 questions.
Last minute cramming sessions.
Nope. You didn't have to do that. Well, Laura, you know how it works, right? You play along in the car?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, good. You get all 10 right. We will hand you $1,000. Okay, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Remember, if you're not sure, say pass. LBF will come back to it. Here we go.
What words follow Silent Night in the song?
Holy Night.
How do you say hello in Spanish?
Hola.
Which popular Christmas beverage is also called milk punch?
Eggnog.
How many legs does a spider have?
8.
According to the song, a dreidel is made out of what?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
True or false, bamboo is the world's fastest growing plant?
True.
What William Golding novel tells the story of a group of boys cast away on a desert island?
Pass.
Who played James Bond in Tomorrow Never Dies?
Sean Connery.
How many ghosts appear in A Christmas Carol?
4.
What is a group of larks called?
Scary. I don't know.
According to the song, a dreidel is made out of what?
Dreidel.
Oh, we ran out of time, but you did great.
Not bad, Lori.
That goes by so fast.
It's the fastest 60 seconds we hope you have all day. All right.
It's only not fast when you're on a treadmill.
Isn't that right? All right. You got 6 right, Lori, out of 10. Not bad. What'd we miss?
Okay, according to the song, a dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. That's what it's made out of. The William Golding novel that tells the story of a group of boys cast away on a desert island, Lord of the Flies. That's a dark tale. Who played James Bond in Tomorrow Never Dies? Pierce Brosnan.
Isn't that the worst title? Tomorrow Never Dies.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
I don't think it's that bad.
Tomorrow Never Dies?
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah, okay.
Ba-da-ba!
Sorry.
And a group of larks is called an exaltation. Isn't that the coolest?
Wow.
It is cool, but I would never know that.
But now you do.
Now you do.
Now you do. Hey, look at that.
Yeah, look at it. That's an exaltation.
Look at that. Then you'll sound super smart. Lori, you had nothing to lose today. As a matter of fact, it's a gain. You got a $100.99 restaurant's gift card.
Great. That's awesome.
There's got to be one near you somewhere, right?
There is, about 20, 25 minutes away.
Yeah,
oh, perfect.
Nashua, probably, but that's good. All right. Hey, if you're still looking for the perfect gift, 99 restaurant gift cards are great for last-minute shoppers. For every $25 card you purchase, you'll get a $5 bonus card for yourself. Win-win. The 99, always the real deal. Thank you so much, Lori. Hang on, okay? So tomorrow for Super Smart, you're going to do a Christmas theme, LBA?
I am.
I like it.
I'm going to do a Christmas theme.
That's
going to
be good.
Well, a holiday theme. It's going to have a lot of holidays.
You're going to holiday it up. So there you go. If you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just go to WROR.com, sign up there. When we call you, make sure you answer the phone. Okay?
Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Harry Medved calling us from a phone booth in Los Angeles somewhere. Harry, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
The last phone booth. That's
the last one. We found
it. And the last movie report of the season. Yeah, thank you.
All right, Harry, so many movies coming out. It is the season, right? So let's just jump into it. What you got?
Well, there's Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Now, I think some of you guys have seen it already. Is that correct?
Brian, yeah. I got a chance to screen it here in Boston. It was amazing.
Yeah, well, Brian, are you a fan of The Force Awakens or The Last Jedi or both?
Force Awakens was better.
Okay, then this is your movie.
Well,
this is absolutely your movie.
Yeah. Brian paid more for parking than he did the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. Dedication.
Welcome to Boston. Yep. Yeah. All right, so.
Well, I hope it was worth the parking because I think the movie's worth it. It's actually like 90% of the ticket sales right now on Fandango. It's the one film that everybody wants to see. So if you're planning to see it this weekend, you probably want to get your tickets in advance. I kind of liked what they did with some of the new characters, like Naomi Aki. I was happy to see Billy Dee Williams coming back as Lando.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Great to see Carrie Fisher back. When I don't know how they did this, but they found leftover footage from The Force Awakens.
Wow.
And they did some re-imaging with her daughter, Billy Lord, Carrie Fisher.
Wow.
So if you're a fan of the older Star Wars movies, you'll probably like this. There are a lot of surprise cameos in the film, great new creatures. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of nice surprises, a lot of answers, right?
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of things that we kind of couldn't figure out about Rey's background. We couldn't figure out Finn's background. A lot of resolutions. So I think people will have fun with it. It's getting some mixed reviews. If you're a fan of The Last Jedi, you might not like it because this film kind of flips the finger to some of the things The Last Jedi did that fans didn't like.
Or corrects or whatever.
That's right.
Harry, it seems to be like a fan-pleasing movie, though.
Yes, that's exactly right, Brian. It is a fan-pleasing film. If you're a fan of the original Star Wars movies or of Force Awakens, you're going to love this one.
Well, then you know who. If you're a fan, you're going to go see it and enjoy it. That's good.
Absolutely. Now, if you're a fan of Broadway musicals, you might want to check out Cats.
Really?
I've got to tell you something.
Because I love those things.
We just woke LBF up. Yeah,
I know. Star Wars.
Okay, I'm a fan of musicals. I like, I just went to see Oklahoma on Broadway. I was blown away. It was fantastic.
I heard it's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. But Cats, as a movie, is really interesting. It takes a while getting used to what the hell is going on here.
Right.
Because you're watching the movie.
All right.
Like, wait a minute. Judi Dench, Ian McKellen, Jennifer Hudson, Jason Derulo, Taylor Swift, they're all dressed up as cats with little whiskers, but they're walking around like human beings, and it's just, it's bizarre.
It's really weird,
but it,
with cats.
Something like that. After about 10 minutes, you kind of get used to it.
Oh.
It's like an acid
and
trip.
And the singing and the dancing.
All right.
I'm just saying, if you're into musicals, the singing and the dancing is absolutely fantastic.
Oh,
it's
great.
It's stupendous. It's directed by Tom Hooper, who did Les Miserables. I could see it being like a big holiday treat for like grandmothers taking their grandchildren kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Great for grandmas.
Oh, really?
For
grandmas.
Crazy cat ladies going out to the movies.
And their nieces.
You can see Bob and Brian are just jumping, just chomping at the bit to see it.
Right, exactly.
Maybe not.
All right, Harry, that's great. With so many movies out, we'll tell you what, we're going to kind of break this in half today. So we'll come back and we'll talk about two more movies. And stick around because I think Harry's got some tickets to give away, right?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Let's do that. There's so many good movies to talk about.
All right, coming up, more with Harry Medved.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, we're back with Harry Medved. Harry, thanks for sticking around. We appreciate that. There's so much good stuff out there. We had to, use you twice, so to speak.
Thank you. Well, there's at least five movies to see this holiday season. Two of the films you have to see, though. These are my two favorite films in the entire year. And one is Little Women, which, my wife kept saying, oh, my God, I've seen Little Women 100 times. I don't want to see this story again. You haven't seen it like this. It's much sharper, crisper, clearer, very contemporary, but it's set, in the late 1800s. It's a beautiful movie with Saoirse Ronan and an all-star cast. And I absolutely love this because it's Greta Gerwig who did Lady Bird.
Mm.
There's a lot of feminist stuff in this that I just, as a dad of two girls, I was really so happy to see this film. And I would highly recommend Little Women. I think it's a movie that everyone will enjoy.
Filmed in Boston, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
It was filmed in Boston.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You'll love the locations. Oh, my God. It's amazing what they did. I mean, and I don't think it was a large budget either.
No, I don't think so.
It's a beautiful film. Just a beautiful film for the holidays.
Sorry, what do you got? Last one?
The Best Picture of the Year.
No, stop it.
Yeah, I think it will win the Oscar.
I'm excited.
I was in an event last night with Steven Spielberg, believe it or not. I know.
Wow.
He produced this movie. And it's when Spielberg comes down for a visit, he comes off the mountain and he wants to promote a movie. You know it's going to be special. It's his production company. It's called 1917. It's a World War I epic. It is shot in one single take. So the whole film is one shot.
Wow.
Now, it might sound a little boring and eggheady to you and thinking like, oh, that's kind of weird. Like, what's one camera following the actors through the whole movie? But it's kind of like that scene in Goodfellas or Touch of Evil or other films. I will tell you, it's a stunning movie. Now, it's not starring any actors that you know. George Mackay and Dean Charles Chapman are two young English guys. And they're sent to no man's land because they've got to carry a message during World War I to other soldiers who are about to get massacred and telling them, it's a trap, don't go there. The only way they can find out, because Morse code isn't working, the telegraph is down, the only way they can do it is they have to get across the German lines without getting shot. And it's almost like watching a video game come to life. You're following these guys going through the trenches. The production design, the cinematography, all going to clearly get Oscars. I think the film will get the Best Picture Oscar.
Wow.
We're waiting to see if it gets nominated for Best Screenplay, because to win Best Picture, you got to get either Best Acting nominations or Best Screenplay nominations. I think it will get a Best Screenplay nominations. It's directed by Sam Mendes, who did some of the last James Bond movies and did American Beauty and Jarhead with the Jake Gyllenhaal. It's a fantastic film. It is a war movie. So there's a lot of violence in it, but not too bloody, and it's just so full of heart and inspiration.
I think these
highly
are great movies. LBF, you'll be at Cats. I'll be at 1917, and Brian will probably go see Star Wars.
I'm going to see it again.
There we go.
There you go.
Awesome.
Perfect for everyone.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.